We shook hands and exchanged a few morning pleasantries, whereupon he gave me a good looking over and said, "Ah, but you are looking prosperous. Allow me to congratulate you on your new specialization in providing care for the veterans of Her Majesty's Armed Forces. A most admirable service." Over the years I had come to expect that Sherlock Holmes could discern what to all others was hidden, and this was no exception. Still, I was utterly perplexed. "All right, Holmes. There has been no public announcement of that news. There is no mud on my sleeve, my slippers are not burnt, nor is one side of my face more tanned than the other. There is no picture of Chinese Gordon for me to be looking at, and I have not even glanced at my war wound. So, out with it. How in heaven's name did you know about my intentions?" Sherlock Holmes has a way of smiling in a manner that, while friendly, is annoyingly condescending. He did so yet again. "My dear doctor, while you have not put an announcement in the press, you have had a shiny new brass plate affixed to your front door which reads, 'John H. Watson, M.D., providing particular services for the care of veterans.' There was truly not a scrap of deduction required." He nodded in the direction of the door behind me. I turned and noted the plaque that a workman had installed 2 days earlier and had to laugh at myself. "And how, my dear Watson, is your good wife? Might she be up and around?"